Welcome to Soul Searching, another audacious essay written and read by me, Thomas Budge. This series forms an important part of the Start Living collection. In these essays, I try to ask those awkward questions most people seem to avoid asking. I poke holes in rigid belief systems and challenge the way the world taught us to think. My aim is to stimulate debate and encourage lateral thinking. Disagree with me if you wish, or find comfort in sharing a common line of thought. These topics may occasionally make you feel a little uncomfortable, or they may inspire you to do more in life. Today I thought I'd tell you about a brief encounter between two women that completely sums up South Africa's racial tensions. Standing in the immigration queue at O.R. Tambo Airport on one of my regular trips back south, I watched the strangest scene unfold. A white woman stepped forward. Her body language betrayed her utter disdain for the situation in which she found herself. Her colonial tongue marinated in the foamy venom of her unspoken words of hatred and loathing that tugged like fearsome pit bulls on the end of their leashes, restrained from finding their freedom to express themselves, for all they wanted was to sink their teeth with single purpose into the seated black woman's throat. The oversized, disheveled customs officer chewed on gum, like an impala chewing on a tuft of grass, and unhurriedly riffled through the white woman's passport, looking for a spot to record her return to the country, flicking her eyes up only once to make sure that the person matched the photograph. Neither of them felt the want to bring the other into focus. Both hated what the other symbolized. A forced encounter between two people that ought to have lasted less than a minute, but which non-verbally disgorged the full uncensored content of two opposing versions of South Africa's recent history. It was the black woman who broke the state of brittle silence with a simple question that caught the white woman completely by surprise, as if she'd suddenly entangled her in a wire snare. What she asked was, "Are you glad to be back home?"